Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking right now to our guy Matt Maiocco, who has been covering the San Francisco 49ers for a long, long time. One of the absolute best talking all things 49ers. You can give him a follow on the X app at Maiocco MBCS. Year number 31, my friends. So you've been around the block, one of the absolute best to talk to. So these questions that I'm about to get into is kind of interesting and really the meat of why I wanted to talk to you here. We're two off seasons in here with Adam Peters being the lead guy. It's a lot different being in this role, right, compared to what he was – you know, tasked with doing in San Francisco over the past several seasons before coming to Washington. And just, I'll never forget, Matt, going back to when the signing was first announced, and give you some context, man, I'm a 27-year-old Commanders fan, so I haven't seen any of our success. Last year was, you know, tremendous for me as a fan. And then seeing what Adam and Dan Quinn were able to put together, man, when he was, you know, first on the market and available, just to think that we can get a talent evaluator of his caliber, someone that comes from one of these tremendous, you know, front office trees. It was definitely a big deal for us here locally. And just keeping it transparent, Matt, through the first two off seasons here, I think some folks are feeling like there's, you know, even after the magic of year one, people are kind of looking at the long-term direction of this thing and going, okay, where is the young influx of talent? Where are the draft hits that we saw all throughout his time in San Francisco? Just if you can, Matt, explain to your best of your ability, you know, what his role was during the draft process in San Francisco and how instrumental was he in putting, you know, that group together, helping put that group together.
Yeah, no, I think he was very instrumental in putting it together. I mean, he kind of ran, in a lot of ways, ran the draft, you know, did a lot of the legwork, and, you know, he's a grinder. He's a scout. He likes to get out there and visit campuses and go to games and get an idea of what's out there. And then, you know, obviously John Lynch as the general manager would have final say in the direction that they would go with each particular draft pick. But, you know, when John Lynch was hired to be the general manager of the Niners, you know, his first move, actually he had two of them. You know, he wanted to bring in Martin Mayhew, who had experience as a general manager. And then he wanted to bring in Adam Peters, with whom he worked a little bit. There were some off seasons, or actually, you know, leading up to drafts, where John would do some work with the Denver Broncos, and he was basically paired with Adam Peters. So those guys got to know each other pretty well, and they worked well together. And when John got this job, John Elway was kind enough to allow Adam Peters to come with John Lynch to the 49ers. So, you know, I think what the kind of the thumbnail on Adam Peters was that he was a really good scout, good talent evaluator, smart guy. But I think kind of the final box that he had to check was to convince a team that he could be, you know, the lead guy, the guy in front of the room, kind of general manager and someone who could run an organization. You know, from the outside looking in, it certainly appeared like they made the right decisions a year ago in getting that team in year one to the NFC Championship game and having, you know, Jaden Daniels and selecting him and making all the pieces fit. You know, this year's been a struggle.
It's been challenging when you're injured like we've been, yeah. They've been pretty injured, so.
Yeah, and I mean, that's all teams have to deal with that. And so now, you know, it's a matter of let's see what, you know, these you know, these draft picks do. You know, he's had two drafts now. And so it's a matter of working with the coaching staff, getting the right guys and seeing them develop. So I know they didn't have a whole lot of picks this year. So we'll see how this all turns out. But, I know they have some guys who really stepped up, and both, you know, two guys that I can think of offensively right now are dealing with injuries. So they're not helping at all with Jaden Daniels and Luke McCaffrey being out. But I'd say give it a little time. I know nobody wants to hear that year two when you're 3-7, but I think he's the right guy for that job as far as building the roster. It's not an overnight thing. And you know what? The success probably came a little bit too early.
Yeah. And it could change the expectations. And I think that's kind of where folks are with this group right now. I think you hit it right on the head. You may have peaked too soon. Hopefully it wasn't a peak is what I will say. Hopefully they're able to,
I think these two drafts, I mean, there are a lot of guys who are playing.
Right.
When you look at, basically every one of their picks from 24 are playing a lot, you know, in different roles. And then I know this year they only had, five picks, I guess it was, and four of those guys are playing a lot. So you don't need to hit a home run with every draft pick, but you do need to build the roster in a way where your draft picks are sticking around and they're contributing, and you got them for 4 years.
Right.
So, you know, it's a matter of the guys who are step in as backups early on, can they eventually become a starter? The guys who are starters right away, can they improve on what they did year one to year two to year three? So, in just these two drafts that the Commanders have had, I mean, you're talking about probably, 10, 11, 12 guys who are suiting up every game and playing roles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's obviously, I think it's easy for the fan, and I'm a fan myself when I say that, so I'm not putting myself above anyone. That's a really big deal, and I don't know if that part has been stressed enough when we've had conversations about their draft picks. I think people are looking at, well, who's going to turn into the blue chipper, Matt? Who's going to be the guy that you're able to draft and develop and turn into a blue chip prospect? I know the quarterback definitely is on that list, but just with the amount of playing time that those guys have gotten, I think they're just, it feels like, man, could we be getting a little bit more? And I think the other part is this. Like you said, not every pick is going to be a home run pick. You are still, to me, in the process of trying to build the floor of this roster.
Yeah. I mean, think about their first two picks in each year. You know, you have a quarterback, which, you know, we were talking a year ago, or heck, 6 months ago, would have been knocked it out of the ballpark, right?
I mean, that remains.
Yeah, it remains. And then, you know, taking an offensive tackle late in the first round and Josh Connerly, if you can nail down those two spots,
right?
You know, that's a good head start on where you want to go. And then, you know, filling in some of the other spots, I mean, the defensive tackle.
That's the one that's received a lot of heat around here, if I'm being transparent, Matt, just because the opportunity has been there and you just haven't really gotten it yet. But to your point, you have 4 years of this guy. Let's give it some time.
Yeah, and I would say that. I mean, I think at that position, it's a really tough, it is a difficult position. And, you know, it doesn't show up necessarily because, you know, we're talking about Newton,
yeah,
right?
I mean, he's
more of a, he's not a pass rush threat. So I don't think his numbers are ever going to be, you know, the pass rush numbers, the sack
right.
numbers are never going to be high, but that's not necessarily his job. You know, his job is to be a dirty work kind of guy and, you know, to make everybody around him better and allow the linebackers to roam free a little bit.
I think he's a good comparison to Drake Jackson in terms of what those two dudes needed to improve on when they got in the league. I think right now with Johnny, it feels like it's a play strength issue and playing with better technique and so on and so forth, though. But to your point, giving those guys time to develop is huge. I want to let you go on this. What was your outside opinion of the way that Washington handled the Terry McLaurin contract negotiation and then that kind of relative to what you've seen here in years past with the Niners and how they've dealt with their contract? Any similarities that you can draw, or do you think that had any influence?
From the outside looking in, always really difficult until you know, like, the personalities
right.
and how they mesh and everything else. I think you can play it both ways. I mean, there's part of me that always thinks, like, man, there's so many good wide receivers every year. I don't know that I would ever pay
They grow on trees, man.
I mean, I feel that way.
Yeah.
And you know, why pay a guy $33 million a year when, you know, you can, if you draft two receivers every year, basically, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I know teams do it, good teams do it, but I just don't know that that's the best place to be spending cap dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just speak from experience of covering the 49ers, you know,
yeah.
like, well, you know, when Deebo Samuel's contract was,
yep.
you know, when they were talking to him about a new contract, it's like, well, he's a really important player on this team. But then you sign him and then, you know, the production drops off a little bit,
yeah.
You know, a year ago, Brandon Ayoub, you know, it's kind of like peer pressure, I think, around the league.
Right.
I think teams kind of look at, teams go, well, that's the going rate for a wide
right.
receiver. And whether it really makes sense or not, that's just how you go about it. And I would think that, you know, when you look at the way Kansas City did it several years ago with Tyreek Hill, it's like, I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you,
right.
you know, you, why do you have to pay a wide receiver that much money when, in my mind, that position is not nearly as impactful.
It's probably low. It's probably the deepest. It is probably the deepest position group in the NFL, if we're being frank right. about it. Like,
yeah, and like every, like you mentioned, I mean, every year there are a ton of really good wide receivers that step into the league and are oftentimes productive as rookies, and there are other positions to me that correlates to wins and losses a lot more than wide receiver.
Yeah, I definitely would agree. Matt, we appreciate you giving us, oh, real quick on the way out, just a couple lines on this. In terms of the negotiating style that you have heard about in San Francisco with, you know, some of their marquee guys, like the Kittle deal took a little while, Bosa deal goes up to the wire, you had the stuff with mm-hmm. Trent. Is that just business in the NFL, or is that a 49ers thing?
I think it's generally business in the NFL. I mean, I think deadlines spur action.
Yes. As we found out this summer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll generally see this was a kind of a unique offseason for the 49ers where they got those deals done early. You know, they got Purdy done early, they got Kittle done early, they got Warner done
yeah.
early, relatively speaking. But, you know, when there have been other issues, you know, Brandon Ayuk last year, in the past, Deebo Samuel, you mentioned Bosa, even Warner and Kittle with their first contracts, or I should say the second contract
right.
that they did. I think it's, you know, it's kind of a, you know, the agent and the players, like, you know, the agent's thinking, well, we won't get our best contract offer until we push it right up against the deadline, and we'll, you know, it's kind of like a game of chicken right. with the team and the player agent. But I think generally speaking, you just see the number of deals that get done, you know, on the eve of training camp or even into training camp, early in the training camp. I think it's just kind of the way it's done around the NFL.
For sure. It's going to be very fun to watch the growth and development of Adam Peters here in the nation's capital. Hopefully, for my sake, Matt, it leads to some hardware here in D.C. Appreciate you giving us some time as always, my friend.
All right. Always my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.